Jesus tells a story in Luke 15 about the prodigal son who wanted to experience life apart from the family with no restrictions, no rules, and no accountability. Live as he wished, spend as he could, and enjoy life as he wanted, at least until the money ran out. In a distant country, flat broke, no friends and feeding pigs. He would never have dreamt that his life would come to this, leaving him with feelings of despair, of hopelessness, of anxiety, of failure. When life tumbles in, where do we go? To whom do we turn when nothing has worked as we hoped? The prophet Hosea in 6:1-3 reflects a similar dilemma for the people in his day. Though the language may seem harsh, for he has torn, for he has stricken, it may reflect more of an indirect action by God, of simply withholding the blessing and protection that he alone could offer. But does that seem fair? Enabling poor life choices only further reinforces poor life's choices. The prophet offered hope for the people of his day. Jesus offered that same hope for the people of his day. But for both, it required a response from the listener. It still does. Come and let us return to the Lord. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Notice that the hope offered seemed to carry promises with it. He will heal us. He will bind us up. He will revive us. He will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. He will come to us like the rain. Both stories remind us of a father who longs to see his family come home. The invitation is still there, but as always, it requires a response. What would you choose? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28.